This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news, as U.S. House leaders have announced they are expecting to vote tomorrow on the resolution naming impeachment managers. They'll be the ones to prosecute the case against President Trump in a Senate trial, and that will start the process of formally sending the two House articles of impeachment against President Trump to the Senate. Iran's government's announced it's made arrests in connection with the shooting down of a Ukrainian jetliner. A spokesman for the nation's judicial system not providing more details in today's announcement. The Boeing 737 was shot down by mistake on the night that Iran was firing missiles at bases in Iraq housing U.S. troops. The crash killed all 176 on board. The attacks in retaliation for the killing of a top Iranian general in a U.S. drone strike. And this is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
More now on the continued tensions between the U.S. and Iran. Congress is holding a hearing today on the matter. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is to appear, but he's now declined to do so because he's traveling. The Democratic chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee is Elliot Engel.
The American people certainly deserve to hear answers with our troops and diplomats being asked to stand in harm's way.
Meanwhile, the U.S. House Republican leadership says it is supporting Iranians that are protesting their government. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy saying he's introducing a resolution to say that America supports the protesters and condemns Iranian leaders for shooting down a commercial airplane, killing 176 people. A big night in New Orleans for the LSU Tigers. A big victory winning the college football playoff national championship game, beating Clemson 42-25. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Former Pope Benedict about to release a book. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
The release of the book is considered extraordinary, especially because Pope Benedict XVI had promised to remain hidden from the world when he retired in 2013 and pledged his obedience to the new Pope, Francis. He's largely held to the pledge, although he penned an odd essay last year that blamed the sexual abuse crisis in the church on the sexual revolution of the 1960s. The about-to-be-released book is called From the Depths of Our Hearts, Priesthood, Celibacy, and the Crisis of the Catholic Church, co-authored with conservative Cardinal Robert Serra. In it, the former pope tries to reaffirm what he calls the necessity of a celibate priesthood. At the same time, Pope Francis is considering ordaining married men. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
To the price you pay at the pump, the national average for a gallon of gasoline dropping this week. USA Radio's John Clemens opinions on the story.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price of oil fell back to under $60 a barrel for the first time in several weeks to $59.05 a barrel.
Average gas prices across the U.S. have dropped 1.6 cents per gallon in the last week, with the nation's average at 257 and 5 tenths, 32 cents higher than a year ago when the national average was at 226 per gallon.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop here. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We come to you proudly 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, in over 320 markets across this wonderful country of ours. Joining us right now is O.S. Hawkins, who has served as a pastor, including First Baptist Church in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, the First Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas, for more than 25 years. He's a native of Fort Worth, and he's earned 3 degrees. And we're going to be talking about his new book, Just in Time. If you've been looking for a devotional, right at the end of the year or the first part of the year, I start considering devotionals to look at to augment my daily reading of the Word of God. And this is one that you need to check out. It's called The Passion Code, 100 Days with Jesus. Pastor Hawkins, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. It's a joy to be with you.
Well, let's talk about The Passion Code. Why?
Well, you know, it's a series of code book devotionals that we've done. This is the last one in the series that's just come out. You know, the reason we wrote this was, you know, people want to know the Word of God. They want to get into the Word of God, but the Passion Code's designed not to get into the Word of God, but to get the Word of God into us. And some increments that somebody can take 10 minutes every morning and really grow. You know, we're all passion. You know, we throw that word around a lot. It means an intense desire. We use it a lot. We say he has a passion for golf, or she has a passion for tennis, or he has a passion for teaching or whatever. As a believer, no passion we have in life should exceed our passion to want to grow in the likeness and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. So the Passion Code's just designed to spend 100 days with the Lord, growing to develop a real passion to know him.
Mm-hmm. You know, Pastor, what you just shared was so important, is that, and I would say that most people of faith, that is their desire, is to have that passion that exceeds, their love for golf, time on the soccer field with even their grandkids. Is God in that coveted position, that ordained position that he should be in, that truly reflects our passion? And if we really have that passion, what does our life look like then?
Yeah, you know, everything in life ought to be centered in the Lord Jesus Christ, Bill. You know, if I want to love, the best way I can love my wife, Susie, is to love the Lord Jesus Christ with all my heart and have a passion for him. And if I do that, I'll be the kind of husband to her that God intends me to be. So it really goes back to this time just of coming to those of us who know Christ, coming to know him in the fullness of his power and blessing in our lives.
Well, as you mentioned, this is, I guess, the final episode of the Code series. And
well, actually, there's another one coming after this next year.
Called I misheard you. I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead. Next one?
It's called the Bible Code, Finding Jesus in Every Book of the Bible. It will come out next year. But the first one, Bill, was the Joshua Code. You know, I was reading devotionally. I came to Joshua 1:8 one time. It says, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night in order to do what's written therein. And so, you know, it became to me, being a pastor for many years, working with people all the time, as I do at Guidestone here today, folks who come to know Christ, they want to get in the Bible, but sometimes they get bogged down. They start in Genesis, and if they get to Leviticus, then they just say, I give up. Right. Or they start in Matthew, and they get the first chapter of Matthew read, and there are 48 names there they can't even pronounce.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided there are 52 verses in the Bible that every believer ought to know. And so I took those 52 verses and put it in that devotional book, the Joshua Code, 52 scripture verses every believer should know.
Right.
And in those 52 verses, if you'll spend a week a year, 52 weeks a year of the Joshua Code, memorize that verse every week, the devotional thoughts there, ways to apply it to your life, you'll really know the thrust of the Word of God. So it began there with the Joshua Code, and then quickly, the next book, I had never planned to write another one, but it took off and sold several hundred thousand copies. And so I was reading devotionally again. I came to through the Gospels, saw something I'd seen 1,000 times but never seen. And it was the numbers of times Jesus asked questions in the Bible. He was always asking questions, and over 100 of them are recorded in the Gospels.
Right.
He didn't need answers. He was omniscient, but it was his way of teaching us. So I decided there are 52 scripture questions in the Bible that every believer ought to answer before we get to heaven, like Job's, if a man dies, will he live again? And so the Jesus Code came second. It was 52 scripture questions every believer should answer. And it's continued to where now they've sold in the last 4 years almost 2 million copies. And I can say that because all the royalties go to support Mission Dignity here to support retired pastors and widows in their declining years.
Wow. Well, so what a series here. And now this is the third of the series, right? Did I get that right?
No, actually, this is...
Okay, I'm still wrong. Okay.
Yeah, we've got the Believer's Code, the James Code, the Daniel Code, the Nehemiah Code, the Christmas Code, the Easter Code. Coming out this spring is the Apostles Code, unlocking the power of the Holy Spirit in life. But the Passion Code, they're all gift, beautiful gift edition leather type books that... but the Passion Code is the newest, and it's 100 Days with Jesus.
And as you say, they're definitely resonating with the sales of millions of copies around the world. So you've hit on something. I mean, the Holy Spirit has opened you up and is using you in a very powerful way through this Code series.
Yeah, and we're so honored with this, Bill. You know, it's not getting people into the Word of God. It's all about getting the Word of God into the people. And when the Word becomes alive in our lives and we begin to apply it every day of our lives to certain life situations, we begin to really grow in His grace and knowledge.
And that, Pastor, until we do commit to spending, you know, time in the Word of God. And it is a process. You know, I tell my kids all the time, you got to crawl before you walk, before you run. And for, you know, those people of faith, no matter where they are, and maybe they realize, you know, in hearing us today, you know, I really need to be more intentional with my time with God and His Word. And maybe this encourages them to make that next step.
Exactly. It's a discipline. And you said it. The word is intentional. And you know what, Bill? What I found, it's not the volume or the time you spend in doing it every morning that's most important. It's it's what you get out of it. So that's why the Passion Coach designed every one of these morning readings you can do in 8-10 minutes. But they give you a devotional thought. They give you a code word to live by that day that it can apply to your life, a scripture verse to meditate on, and a prayer to pray during the course of the day. And so it's not the amount of time we spend. You know, I'd rather, to be honest with you, I'd rather my hearers do one of my devotionals in the morning than to read 100 of them.
Yes.
So the Passion Code is all about applying it to your life.
Got to go to break. More from Pastor Hawkins.
More people
after
listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube. From the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous 4-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez live.
You are the end of dreams.
You know, I got to tell you, that is our passion, pursuing truth no matter where it leads.
And we continue to stay focused to that calling that God has placed upon this radio show. Great to have you with us. We're visiting with Pastor O.S. Hawkins. This is actually, Pastor, first time you and I have talked. And, you know, people have asked me, they go, O.S., what is O.S.? And I said, I love it. I can imagine your wife, Susie, I guess, what is, you know, when she's just calling you to dinner, it's oh, time for dinner. And if she's if she's telling you that there's work to be done, then it's O.S. Hawkins. Get over here. We need to get the job done over here.
Exactly. You know, I used to tell everybody that the O.S. stood for Omar Sharif, but nobody under 40 ever heard of him anymore. So now I tell them it stands for Oscar Schindler. The truth is that they're old family names, and I just decided to go by initials.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, and I suspected that without knowing your background, because that is traditional in the South, is that you will get assigned a family name that is rich with tradition, but like Omar Sharif, it doesn't necessarily translate in the modern era. But I love it in a sense that there's some mystery to it.
Yeah, well, there's definitely mystery.
We'll leave it at that, and we'll leave it for another conversation. Pastor, before we get on to more of your new book, The Passion Code, 100 Days with Jesus, you had mentioned earlier that all the proceeds and the sales of this code series have been going to Mission Dignity. Tell our audience about that.
Yeah, you know, here's Guidestone, and, you know, Guidestone, we're the largest Christian based mutual fund in the world. We manage about $17 billion and serve 50,000 churches and hundreds of Christian colleges and ministries. But one of the things we're on a mission for here is to bring dignity to some forgotten folks, and that's retired pastors and their widows. You know, these folks pastored out in the crossroads and little churches all their lives as church planters and small church. They never made enough to live on, much less retire on. Most of them lived in church-owned home they had to get out of when they vocationally retired, and they're out there living at the poverty level now. So we raised money for them here, and 10 years ago we were able to give them $50 a month, and that helped. But now we've raised so much money, and all the royalties to all the code books go to support them. So now the neediest among them in our program get $600 a month, and 65% of them are widows of pastors. One of the ladies, 7-year-old pastor's widow, wrote me recently, and she said, I get to eat at night now, and it's not just a piece of toast.
Oh, my gosh.
So
wow.
The beautiful thing about all the code series and the Passion Code, the Joshua Code, is that all the royalties to them go to support these precious people. So every time you buy one or give one as a gift, that's where it goes to. And you can find more about them at oshawkins.com.
Well, I got to thank you for sharing that with us, because we have been looking ourselves, our company, looking at supporting a ministry, and this gives us some consideration here for good soil to invest in. I've always had a heart, you know, towards pastors, retired pastors, especially. I had a season in my life when I had the privilege of working with the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, and Billy did a lot with pastors around the world. And people would look to Billy Graham and say, God, you're such a hero. And he says, oh, no. He goes, not, because for people who knew Billy Graham, they understood that he personified humility at a level that was almost inhuman. I mean, his sense of humility was so telling that whenever you were around him, you sensed it. It was so thick. And so he corrected the reporter who was trying to speak of the hero-ness, if I can say that, of Dr. Graham. He goes, no. He goes, it is these men and these women who are walking hundreds of miles, some without shoes, to come to these conferences so that we can talk about how to improve their ministry, how to serve them. He goes, those are the true heroes of the faith.
And he truly believed that. You know, Bill, I was privileged to be his pastor. His membership was still at First Baptist Dallas when I was pastor there.
Right.
And his son-in-law, Stephon Trevigian, was on my staff in Fort Lauderdale for 12 years. So I knew the family well, and he was certainly a giant in the faith, yeah.
Without a doubt.
As far as your inquiry about Mission Dignity, if people go to oshawkins.com, there's a link there. You can learn more about it. One of the most beautiful things about the program is years ago we endowed all the expenses of it. So every time somebody gives a dime to it, every dime goes to one of these people. Nothing's taken out for overhead. Even the stamp we put on the check that we send a couple of thousand of them every month is paid for out of that endowment. So every dime people give and every dime for royalties for my books goes straight to these precious people. Not many ministers can say that.
No, that's awesome. 100%. Are you kidding me? I mean, we know that even the Red Cross, I think they charge an administrative fee around 23-25%. Right. Some are just outlandish. They're just way, way out of control. So something like this that goes 100% to, you know, widows and, you know, former pastors that, that says a lot. And thank you. I mean, to have a heart to do this, to have this passion, retired pastors.
You know, Bill, I'll be like Mr. Graham in this sense for a minute. I would like to think 4 or 5 years, 6 years ago when we started the Coach series, if I'd have known they'd have sold 2 million copies, I would have been as benevolent as I've been. But I think I would have.
I know you would have. It's kind of like Rick Warren. Rick Warren with Purpose Driven, the Purpose Driven Life series or the book that he did. And, here it is. I mean, all the earning, all the money that he was ever paid as a pastor, he returned that back to the church, and he's just living off the royalties off of the Purpose Driven Life. I mean, God bless him, and God bless God. I mean, thank God for, making a way to provide. We never know, right?
Exactly.
We never know. And that's the wonder. Well, the book itself is broken in three parts. Part one, God with us, God for us, God in us. It's interesting that you would break it up in three parts, representative of the Trinity.
Exactly, because, God could never come to live in us in the power of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And the last section deals with how to really come to know the Holy Spirit, be filled with the Holy Spirit. But he couldn't have come to live in us had he not died for us. God demonstrated his love, and that while we were sinners, he died for us. That could have never happened unless he had come to be with us.
Mm-hmm.
And so the incarnation is not just for Christmas. It's for all time, because God came to be with us so he could die for us, so he could come to live in us and empower us for service.
Exactly. And then you talk about, the death at Golgotha, the ultimate sacrifice that draws us to himself all these years, and as if it just happened yesterday.
Yeah.
Amazing, huh?
Yeah. Well, yeah, if we could just live our lives as if that cross, the cross was yesterday, and he was coming today. You know, the early believers, they lived their lives with that word Maranatha on their lips. They were looking for the Lord every day. And that's part of the problem, Bill. If we don't have any hope for the future, there's no real power in the present.
Exactly.
So the last section of the Passion Code really deals with what it means that Christ is really alive in us. So if we could awaken to that fact every morning,
without a doubt,
he's really alive in us.
Well, and the thing is right now, especially in the current culture, the chaos that's running rampant, I'm drawn to the first verse of Genesis, of how there was darkness over the planet, and it was the Holy Spirit hovering over the chaos. And I sense the Spirit hovering over this chaos that speaks through the darkness, saying, don't worry, all will be well for those who are faithful and passionate in pursuing God.
Amen.
I'm really excited about these times, and again, I caution people of faith who think that sometimes we're being overwhelmed. And as God spoke to me in the past month or so, Pastor Hawkins, he just reminded me. He says it's wheats and tares, all growing up at the same time, but a focused passion is key to a vibrant and vital Christian walk with God.
And I recommend The Passion Code, 100 Days with Jesus from O.S. Hawkins, available at all the usual places. And we're going to link it on our website as well, Pastor. I appreciate it. Thank you for being with us.
Timeshare owners, are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A-plus BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now, you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. There are arrests in Iran now for the deadly crash of the Ukrainian jetliner that was mistakenly shot down by an Iranian missile. A spokesman for Iran's judicial system not providing any further details in the announcement. The plane went down last week in Tehran, killing all people on board. President Trump's impeachment trial in the U.S. Senate may now be just a few days away. House Democrats will meet this morning to talk about sending the two articles of impeachment to the Senate, where Republicans Senator Mitt Romney of Utah says he would vote in favor of having witnesses after opening statements.
Oh, including John Bolton, yes. Yeah, I mean, he's someone who I would like to hear from, and presumably I get the chance to vote for that.
The LSU Tigers are college football champs after routing Clemson 42-25 in New Orleans last night. And this is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you? Bill Martinez, live.
Yeah, where does the journey end for you, ladies and gentlemen? I mean, something to think about today. Just a little pondering thought. At 28 minutes before the top of the hour, welcome back. I am Bill Martinez. David Kirby is going to be joining us. David is an investigative journalist and author who was a regular contributor to the New York Times, Huffington Post, Take Part, where he covered health, science, politics, the environment, green technology, art, and culture in the 80s. He was a wire service correspondent covering the wars in Central America and political unrest in Mexico. What a life it's been for you, David. I mean, your experiences. Wow, amazing.
Yeah. Journalism has its advantages. It's tough work, but you get to see the world and write about really interesting, important things.
Yeah, and the people that you've come in contact with, imagine you look back over the breadth of your work and, the real life stories. I mean, to me, that's what's fascinating. Just meeting people at any level, but when you're in the position that you're in as a writer for the Times and prestigious outlets like this, and you've built a name for yourself, it opens the doors in such a way that you're able to talk with people that, most common folk would be very fortunate, very, very grateful to have, 2 minutes over a cup of coffee with them.
Oh, well, that's very flattery. I think you overstate my power and influence in the media, but I people have opened their doors for me. And I'm not a famous journalist, but even for my latest book, people like Floyd Abrams just answered my email cold.
Yes.
And agreed to be interviewed. So there are people out there that are willing to talk. And
mm-hmm. So what motivated you with this latest book, When They Come For You, How Police and Government Are Trampling Our Liberties and How to Take Them Back? What was clashing into your perspective that said, look, I've got to address this?
Well, it's kind of a long story, but I was looking for another book to write and sort of just hunting around. And my partner told me about when he used to own property in Florida near Fort Lauderdale and what was going on down there with abuse of code enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
And the agents were not only coming on the properties illegally, but hitting these people with very unreasonable violations and not working with them to fix it. And they were racking up, you know, $500 a day fines, and some of them actually had to go into foreclosure because they ended up owing the city, you know, $50,000, $70,000. And just how abusive that was, he happens to be from Venezuela, so he's particularly sensitive.
Yeah, exactly, I would think.
Government
right.
abuse power, rightly so. And I started looking into it, and then, of course, I wanted to see what else the government was doing in our everyday lives that was not only just abusive, but very likely a violation of the Constitution, and that just quickly evolved. Now, ironically, in the end, I did not write about code enforcement, as awful as it is. Everything else I found out was that much worse, and I couldn't include everything.
That's kind of amazing when you start pulling a string, and then all of a sudden you realize the string leads to something unintended and bigger than what you thought.
Yes, and that's often the case in these types of projects. And I was blissfully unaware. I had heard of a few of the things I wrote about in my book, but I had no idea how pervasive they are and how truly damaging they are to people's lives.
Right.
Who have suffered these kinds of injustices for doing absolutely nothing wrong at all.
And that's the shame of this all, David, is that, you know, these are everyday citizens. I mean, we were talking earlier about having time with people and getting their stories, maybe some celebs, but in this particular case, these are everyday citizens that the trajectory of their lives has put them in the crosshairs of a government, a rather pernicious effort. And an overreach of a government, and it's never intended by our founding fathers, but they've kind of run, you know, unchecked, and the torment that they have distributed upon the body politic in our country, you know, people are amazed by this, and I imagine you, as you are doing the research, and like we said, you're pulling the string on this deal, and then you hear one story, and then you hear another story, and you're thinking, how can this be? How come I don't know more about this? Why isn't it more pervasive in terms of the awareness to the body politic?
It's a mystery to me. It's a frustration, and I pull my hair out sometimes. We have a presidential election going on, and yes, there are a lot of issues to talk about, from Iran to impeachment to taxes to immigration, you can name it. And we can all fight over that, and we should. That's what happens in a healthy democracy. But this idea of the government, and by that I don't just mean the federal government. In fact, most of the abuses I write about take place at the state and local level,
right,
regardless of who's in the White House or in control of Congress. These abuses happen in red states and blue states. They happen in big cities and little towns. They happen in rich areas and poor areas. They affect us all. And it's something that actually unites people on the left and right. It's something that all Americans, I don't care what your politics are,
right,
should be concerned about. And yet, it gets very little play in the media. It gets virtually no play on Capitol Hill. And it's absolutely AWOL on the campaign trail. We have a debate tonight. I'll bet you $1 million. Nobody asks a question about the abuse of civil rights in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a travesty.
Right.
And, you know, we're just blinding ourselves.
Well, and what happens? I mean, at the local level, are the people feeling so just so defenseless that they can't do anything about it? That there's no justice to be had in this? I mean, it's one thing at a federal level because it's out there in front of God and everybody, although there's injustices that are taking place at the federal level. But at a local municipality level, some reason, it seems to be that much more difficult. Why is that?
A couple of things. One is people just don't think this kind of thing happens until it happens to them.
Exactly.
Or somebody they know about. And those numbers, unfortunately, are growing, but I guess we haven't hit critical mass. They do get coverage locally. Some of the stories I write about in my book receive quite a bit of coverage locally. Sometimes these stories make the national news, and then they go away. I think part of the problem is it almost feels so nebulous in a way, because, you know, I write about the government taking away your car or your house or your money, the government taking away your kids, the government raiding your house, the government preventing you from having free speech, the government locking you up for, in one case, a guy asked an uncomfortable question at a public library and got arrested and beaten up.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, my stories are pretty intense. And, it doesn't seem to be able to coalesce under one umbrella of abusive rights because it happens in so many different ways. But I will also say, and I also highlight in my book, I tried to choose cases to write about where the people did fight back. After they had these abuses inflicted upon them, they took the government to court and sued for violation of civil rights. They didn't always win. But they often won, and not just won money, but won what's called an injunction. So that court, let's say the police are pulling people over without cause, and that's a practice and custom in that police department and is unconstitutional.
Yes.
Someone could sue them. The court could put an injunction on that police force and say, you cannot do this anymore. And sometimes those court jurisdictions are very big in terms of the federal circuit court. That could encompass 8 states. And then that then becomes case law in those states. So some people fight back and win.
So there's some victories that are taking place. But, as our founding father said, as Ronald Reagan said, it's nothing that it passes through. Our liberty and the whole concept of the American way of life isn't something that just passes through the bloodstream. It's something that we must be very vigilant and continue to fight for, right? Freedom comes at a price, and liberty comes at a price. We have to be vigilant, right?
Yes, and that doesn't mean necessarily going off to war. That means getting off our butts.
Exactly. We got to go to break. More from David after this.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed.
field. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Independent we are, just the way you'd like to hear from us. I'm back with you at 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and our conversation with David Kirby continues, the best-selling author of Death at SeaWorld. When They Come for You is the title of the book, How Police and Government Are Trampling Our Liberties and How to Take Them Back. As Kirby writes, this book is about the threat of losing our rights, but it's even more about taking back and preserving those rights. In the face of overreaching government, it's up to us, the American people, to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. You've heard me say repeatedly, it's about first principles. We've got to get back to those foundational principles. We've lost our way, and our government has been overreaching. This book cites When They Come for You. David uses true stories of everyday citizens to reveal just how our federal, state, and municipal governments, police, lawmakers, judges, revenue agents, unelected power brokers, even government social workers, are eviscerating our most fundamental liberties. And it shows how people are fighting back and they're winning. David, let's talk about some of these stories specifically, because as you mentioned before, the reason some of this stuff gets lost in translation, because it hasn't impacted us directly. It's not that it's, it's definitely prevalent, but it's not that 50% of the country is experiencing this. You know, maybe it's 10%, and maybe that's why it's easy to be ignored, because it just it's just not happening to us. But if you're affected by something as unjust as and compromising to our liberties as the stories that you're sharing in your book,
I mean, this is quite tormenting, isn't it?
It is, if you know about it. And you know, someone might have just tuned in and heard what you just said describing my book and think, oh, that's just completely alarmist. That's paranoid. That can't possibly be true. This is America. Well, that's what the reaction I may have had before I started really looking into it. And I'm not trying to be alarmist. I'm trying to be a realist. I'm trying to shine light on an issue that, like you said, not very many people are talking about.
Right.
And again, you know, people obviously study the Bill of Rights in school, but we forget them. I very few people could probably tell you what they say.
Mm-hmm. Even some attorneys, by the way, in law school or in graduate, couldn't tell you. Yeah. Sadly. Probably even if you went to the U.S. Senate or Congress and asked them about the Bill of Rights, you might get the deer in the, deer in the light head look, you know, kind of look.
You might. I mean, I think people get the basics that the first is, you know, speech and religion.
Right.
But it's more complex than that. To me, the most, well, let's say the most widely abused amendment is the Fourth Amendment.
Hmm.
Which, and we're closely followed by the First Amendment and also the Fifth Amendment. So I think those three maybe we can sort of focus on and how they get violated and how ordinary people have those rights, those supposed rights violated. Starting with the Fourth, it prohibits unreasonable search and seizure of people, property, or things. Now that's search and seizure, I should say.
Yes.
Because they're two different things. Without a warrant signed by a judge. So the police cannot just come into your house and start rummaging around on a hunch or on a call. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There has to be an emergency situation. There has to be clear evidence of a crime in place or somebody's life is in danger. Otherwise, they cannot come in. And that also includes your backyard. If your backyard is shielded from public view. If you cannot see your backyard from the street and you have a reasonable expectation of privacy in that backyard, that is protected by the Fourth Amendment, and no officer can come back there without a warrant. And in the very, very first story I talk about, and this was basically a white affluent family in the suburbs of Washington, D.C. in Maryland, one of their sons turned 21 and they had a party for him.
Right.
And the kids were downstairs in the basement. The adults were upstairs watching football and eating pizza. They ordered a pizza. The pizza boy called the cops. He texted the cops and said, "Hey, it's drinking going on here."
Mm-hmm.
And the cops showed up, and basically they went into the backyard and saw what they thought were people underage drinking, and basically raided the house. And arrested members of the family, beat them up, tased them.
Wow.
It was horrible.
Hmm.
And they were charged with 118 counts. The police fabricated the story that the man, this leading pillar of the community, tried to grab his gun, which did not happen.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, my point is, because they went in the backyard without a warrant, the family managed to get all the cases dropped. They were lucky. The point being that your house is your castle,
mm-hmm.
and you have absolutely no obligation to let an officer into your house unless there is an emergency situation.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And I wrote about several other cases where the police just basically helped themselves into houses, in one case so that they could surveil a house next door where they believed a child sex predator was had locked himself up. It turned out not to be true, but they took over the house. And when the people resisted, they arrested them. They took over the house so that they could monitor the house next door.
Wow.
So we see these, you know, sorts of things all the time, and people get hurt, you know, by the police. It can be very, very brutal.
Well, what drives me crazy is here in Florida, there's been reports where you get police come in the dark at night, 2-3 in the morning, and they're banging on your door. Well, this is a concealed carry state. And so what does the homeowner generally do? when there's this kind of ruckus. They have no idea who's on the other side of the door. It's just a rather abrupt knocking on the door. And so they come, in many cases, they come to the door with a handgun. Well, the police see the handgun, and they're reacting, and here it is. They've surprised the homeowner, and we've had incidences where, you know, the homeowner suddenly becomes a victim, and then, oh, yeah, on top of that, it happened to be the wrong house.
Yeah, that does happen a lot. And I interviewed one of the leading Fourth Amendment experts. He has a great website, fourthamendment.com, about this very issue, in this stand your ground issue. Mm-hmm. And he said one day that homeowner is going to shoot the cop.
Yes.
And by that logic, should be acquitted, you know, and it's going to happen, and it's going to be very ugly.
Right.
But if that cop enters your house when you've done nothing wrong and you're afraid for your life and they don't always identify themselves, you know, I'm not saying I want it to happen. I'm just saying it's going to happen.
Well, yeah, the possibilities are in motion here. I mean, any time, again, that you are abruptly at 2, 3 in the morning waking somebody from a dead sleep, pounding on their door, well, the instinct is, hey, look, I'm protecting my family. And, you know, many households, there is a gun. You know, they have guns here.
Yep.
And, you know, so why it's reasonable to expect that homeowner is going to go to that door not knowing who is on the other side. And it's not until they open that door that they realize that it is the police. But meanwhile, they have a gun in their hand.
Yep. It's, you know, I don't have an answer to that, but, if the police have a warrant, they should show it immediately.
Yes.
If they don't have a warrant, they can't come in.
Right. Well, they're setting up. I mean, this is a lose-lose proposition because, as you said, you know, you're putting the police at risk. They're coming in. They believe if it's the wrong house, they still believe it's the right house. They don't know until they know. And they're adrenalized thinking, okay, we're enacting, even if they have a warrant. But here it's not like you're, you know, putting the odds in the favor of the police that there could be. Even from a citizen who is innocent is all get out, that there's a natural human reaction and instinct to protect his property. And, what happens in the case where you have, you know, the shooting of a police officer? It's like, wow, I mean, there's a lot of dominoes that go falling down. Not only do you have the father of children, of a family who is now injured or killed as a result of this. I mean, this is what we're setting ourselves up for, you know, because of this kind of, aggressive approach here. And I'm not sure what the answer is, David, but certainly, I mean, there's a reason our founding fathers had given us the Fourth Amendment, right? That there would be proper rules and proper ways to execute a search and seizure.
Exactly. And just as an aside, because I'm a dog lover, thousands of dogs are killed every year by police.
Exactly.
In these types of situations because they're barking.
Exactly.
They're growling.
And dogs by their nature are going to protect.
Of course.
And so their instincts kick in, and because the dogs can't read from a warrant or no warrant. All they're reading is somebody is invading their property, right?
And shouting, yes.
Yes, exactly. I'm right with you on it. Many stories here in this book that you need to get your hands on if you're interested in your Fourth Amendment rights, you're interested in the liberties, as we've been saying for quite a while here, is this is why we need to exercise some critical thinking and understanding of our liberties and how they're being compromised. And after all, this is a government of, for, by, we the people, so we must fight on. David Kirby, in his book, When They Come for You. Thank you, David.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door.
Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
To the letter.